Sorry, we kind of changed speakers around, so Mr. Dwight, some mercy. There we go. Hallelujah. Well, I'm really excited about what I want to talk about. It's going to seem strange when I do say it, but dealing with evil spirits. And the reason why it might sound a little odd is because it's very liberating. And I'm going to share some scripture with tonight, but I want to ask you a few questions here. One of the things is, you know, and I like to think back that, you know, when we're little kids and those of us who are parents who have children, one of the things that we focus on is what? Teaching our kids who bad people are, right? One of the most important things, and again, we don't want to make people paranoid, but we need to observe what is bad behavior, right? Or around, you know, stranger danger. Remember that back in the day? Remember that? Well, too many Christians don't have that. And Adrian and I were just talking about that. I said, you know, it's amazing how much common sense can really take people a long way in life, right? And so I want to ask a few questions. Again, we're definitely going to pick up next week. But this is something that I think that I know for myself, I've dealt with, and I'll give some testimonies later, but I want to ask, how many people are struggling with things in life that you don't know why you're struggling with? How many people have been upset, here we go, with someone, and you don't even know why? How many people have negative thoughts about yourself or others, and you don't know why? How many people feel constantly bombarded with feelings of despair or hopelessness? How many feel compelled to do things sometimes and you don't know why? Turn to Matthew chapter 8. I want to walk through a few scriptures. And again, we're going to dig deep next week. And I'm going to make you think about things tonight maybe you've never considered in the Word before. Now, I'm not interested in creating new doctrine, believe me. And there's plenty in the Word that we can discover without going and creating new doctrine, right? I remember the Lord appeared to Brother Hagin and said, I've read the Scripture, that New Testament 150 times. Well, there's a lot in there you still don't know about. And Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 says, and when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and here we go, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, here's what I'm going to get to in verse 16. This is when it's going to kick us off for the next week or so. And when the even come, so that evening, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he prayed healing for them. No, that's not what it says. What's it say? And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. I want to present some things to you. There are often things in the Word that Jesus operates in. One is compassion and love and the supernatural. Another thing is, you'll see hand in hand, Jesus is casting out devils and he's healing the sick. Yeah. And I want to present for your consideration tonight one thing. How come we're praying to it so many times for people and sick and we're never dealing with demons? And this is, I believe, reason why we pray for people and nothing happens to them. Because we're ignoring the demonic forces behind this. I just hit on something that you all probably never thought of before. And there is no excuse why we shouldn't be praying for somebody and be completely diverted instantly. It's because we're ignoring the spirit realm when there's demons hiding behind things and we're never addressing these things. Yeah. I prayed for people constantly and they've gotten healed, right? And I repent sometimes that I've never looked into things in the demonic realm where spirits are hiding and we've never exposed things before. This is freedom. I'm telling you what right now. This conversation right now is something where every person should be shouting, because it doesn't mean we have to be afraid of demons. What it does mean is now we know what to look for. It doesn't mean everything's a demon, right? We're not looking for demons right around everything else too. And I've known people that, you know, they got their buckets out in the 80s and everything, and even to the 90s after Adrian and I mean, they're casting demons at everything, and we got the barf buckets here. And I mean, okay, no. It does happen, but guess what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, right? Jesus, so again, why did Jesus constantly cast out demons and heal people, but we're only praying for healing? Right? This is going to be good stuff. I'm telling you right now, I feel an anointing even when I'm talking about it. And there's been something trying to hinder me from talking about this when I'm studying the scripture, because I'm thinking, we're always seeing Jesus casting out devils and healing people, but the Christian church, all you want to do is pray for healing, but you're never dealing with the demons behind this stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to see some things being delivered, right?
Yeah.
I want to see people being completely delivered, right?
Yeah.
And I want to read a few more scriptures here. Thank you again. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians 6:10. I'm telling you what. I can't say it tonight because you need to come. I'm telling you what. I really believe this is a very paramount series you need to be here for. I'm just saying that right now. Because we understand healing, but often there's other dynamics involved with people that you need delivered from, right? And you're in a cloud, you're in a funk, and you don't know why you're there. I'm telling you what, you need to be here.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. I kind of liken demons as a big bully that comes along and steals your lunch money and blames it on God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And we're never dealing with the bully. We're never dealing with things, right? We want to medicate ourselves. We want to do this. We want to do this. And I have nothing against doctors. But until we deal with an entity, we're always going to be dealing with things. Yeah. Some people are always going to be dealing with things. Man, I wish I could go tonight. Ephesians 6:10, we're there. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. First of all, stop. I want to stop here. This is why it's important not to think naturally or carnal. That's our problem. That's the world's problem, right? The world doesn't see these things, and the devil is eating their lunch, and they're laughing the whole time. The demonic realm is laughing the whole time because nobody's calling them out. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is such powerful scripture here for where we're going. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do you understand? It's not about flesh and blood. Everything in this natural realm is manifest from the spirit realm. Did you know that our DNA has the Yahweh God, the four letters in the Hebrew, in our DNA? Scientists have found that God is spelled out, that is decoded in Hebrew in our DNA. Did you know that? Do you also know that our DNA is completely different than every other species in the world? We have, 46, we got 23 and 23, and every other is different. We are branded by God in our natural DNA. It is a spiritual thing. We are spiritually created. Our genes within us, it goes down to a quark. A quark is a sound wave. When you break down an atom, within that is a sound wave. In Genesis 1:1, God spoke man Genesis chapter 1, we were created. Why? Everything, let me just say this. Everything God was spoken, he created everything. But you know what he did? He breathed into us. We're different. We are a completely different creation. Completely different creation. Everything else was spoken into existence, and we were breathed into. God himself, not only just, he didn't speak it. He said, let us make man our image and our likeness. And then he formed the dust of the earth, and he breathed into man. There wasn't mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It was life. We begin in the spirit realm. Everything we have is in the spirit realm. It begins in the spirit realm. Here we go. Wherefore, verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. This is very important. That ye may be able to withstand the evil day and all that you've done to stand. What is it saying? Evil's coming. And there's a force of hell that's going to come against you someday, and you're going to have to put on the armor of God to defend yourself. What happens is, this is a key scripture, because we're not recognizing the evil one, and we're laying down, and he's eating our lunch, and he's blaming God for it, and other denominations want to, you know, everything, it's God's will, it's God's will, it's God's will, it's God's will. No. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Oh my gosh. I'm just telling you right now. I don't know why I haven't been teaching this portion. Right? What I want to, Adrian and I were talking about next year, I want to teach on end times. I've never taught on end times. And there is such wacko stuff out there, guys, about end times. You know, most of church, they don't realize that the rapture and the second coming of Christ are actually two different events. I mean, most people don't even realize that. We need to teach on end times. Well, why are we getting up all this stuff? Because what it does, it instills an urgency in your heart that we're at the end. Anyway, that's another subject. But I'm just saying, it's like we need to have a really good biblical. I mean, there's people out there teaching that the four horsemen have already come and, you know, COVID was this. And I'm like, oh, no. Whoa, Nelly, let's hold these four horsemen. We're not there yet. T. All of these things are very important. Why? Because it's not, well, we're going to be eggheads and everything. No, it instills in us a time frame that's an urgency, that we are so close, and we need to spread this message. So let's go on. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. It says, now the Spirit speaks expressly, not carnally, but spiritually, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Here we go. Because they're depressed. Because they've heard some bad teaching. No, because what? Heeding to seducing what? Spirits are demons that are pulling people out of church, right? Giving up faith. And you think that it's that person is annoying, this person is annoying. Honey, there's demons working on you. I'm telling you right now. You know what the most demonic scripture in the Bible is? It's there in 1 John, and it talks about those are spirits of Antichrist because they say they deny that Jesus didn't come in the flesh. That is satanic, right? See, we mix the demonic and satanic. We think we're going to paint a big a big pentagram on the kitchen floor, and we're going to sacrifice chickens and do all kinds of stuff. Seducing spirits is satanic. So we need to redefine what satanic is. You know what? Anything, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I'll say it again next week. Anything with a dialogue that is against the word of God is satanic. I'll tell you that right now. And it's a spirit trying to pull you away. That's why you're sitting there thinking, I don't even understand why I'm thinking about these. I don't understand why I'm thinking these things. It's just negative thoughts and depression, blah, 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 blah. It's a demon you're dealing with. Let's just call a spade, babe. Okay? Here we go. And what's the next part? The doctrines of what? Devils. See, can I just say something? The devil has so hoodwinked the church into never talking about these things. Everything's feel good. We'll just lay hands on you and pray for you and everything else too. And they've been getting away with murder. And we haven't called them out on it. Well, guess what? We're calling them out on it. And I believe people are going to be delivered from this thing. Amen. Amen? And we're not just going to pray for people. We're going to recognize that there's a demonic spirit involved. And that's about being led by the Spirit as well. Do you understand? I'm just telling you what, there's so much stuff I can't go there because it's too long, but I've got way too much material, but I'm just saying. Better saddle up, babe, because we're going down a journey next few weeks. I'm telling you what right now, and you better have your theological head straightened because I feel like people are going to be set free. Amen?
Yes.
Because we're going to expose things for what they really are. And you're going to be able to, after this teaching, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be able to look at, and you're going to be able to say things. And this is the key, guys. I'm telling you what right now. This is the key for you noting in your life. When you're dealing with something, you can sit back and say, okay, does this have a fingerprint of a demon, or am I dealing with sickness? Right? You need to know these things. I have been instantly healed because I've known these things. There are things that, again, I don't want to go down that pathway because then I'll go off another rabbit trail. But I'm saying this, it's very important as Christians to know biblically, just what I read right here, and we're going to dive into some more scriptures. There are things that are demonic and satanic, and Jesus came and he cast it out, and people are instantly healed. They were instantly delivered. He didn't just pray for them, but he dealt with a demon. Yeah. And we'll have to be afraid of demons. They're afraid of us, and they're afraid of being exposed. And this is all this teaching is doing, is exposing the bullies, the liars, the cheats. They have bullied people enough, and it's time for it to stop.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. It's time for you to get set free. And there is no excuse why you shouldn't come to church and be instantly healed or instantly delivered. No excuse. And I repent, if you've come here and you haven't, there is no excuse. It's either, again, there's several elements, but I'm saying often when we're dealing with issues, it's going to be a demon. We need to either pray for things. Often there's a teaching because the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There's very elements. But guess what? We're going to go ahead and kick over all of the sacred cows along the way. Can we do that? Amen. And you're going to see some things in your life are going to change. Amen? I've seen these things, and again, it's just being led by the Spirit. It's not being afraid to talk about these things, afraid to deal with things. Why? Because on the other side, there's deliverance, and there's freedom, and there's joy that you didn't have before, right? And sometimes it means that we're going to have to repent of some things. That means that sometimes, and maybe there's some sin or some things involved, and we're giving legal access to the enemy. But you know what? We're going to get rid of it. Amen. There is no condemnation. Those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
I love this subject. This is so wonderful. It's great. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't need to be afraid of this garbage anymore. We need to hit it head on and deal with it. And the devil does not like to be exposed. He doesn't like people knowing the truth. And he doesn't like the light because the light and the word will expose the enemy. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you that we have victory over death, hell, and the grave because of your sacrifice, because of what you've done and how awesome and just amazing you are, Lord. And God, my prayer is that, again, as we begin to study this subject, God, that we experience freedom like never before. Hallelujah. Lord God, that we are delivered. Hallelujah. We are delivered because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and the power that resides in us, according to Ephesians, the third chapter, Lord. We thank you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have a great week, everybody.
Hallelujah.